Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have heard about an acronym Fortune magazine coined back in 2003 to describe young professionals. They called it HENRYs, High Earners Not Rich Yet. Back in my day, the term was yuppies. But no matter how you refer to them, our next guest says they are facing unique challenges as investors. Hans Blake is a chartered financial analyst with Intelligent Investing Advisors. He's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Hans, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Henry's, that's kind of a new term for me. 2003, when Fortune coined it, but never really heard of it until you sent me a note about this. I think we called them yuppies back in my day.
Yeah. Well, first of all, nobody likes to be labeled, but like your yuppies of the prior generation. Henrys are young doctors, lawyers, engineers, or other top-earning professionals who have a high salary, but don't have time nor the expertise to manage their investments. So they're perhaps paying off their student loans or beginning to accumulate a nest egg. They may have a young family. They love control and technology, but they're definitely a market that's out there that needs financial help.
All right. So besides the time issue that you mentioned, what are the challenges that this generation faces?
Yeah. So I think of the four financial problems that a Henry faces as the four Ds: debt, direction, discipline, and digital danger. So first, they have insurmountable debt. The Federal Reserve estimates that Americans owe more than $1.7 trillion in student loans. So in addition to these loans, these Henrys face ridiculous rents, or they're living with their parents. They have a hard time saving up for a down payment on a home. In addition, they can't afford insurance for a health or a disability event. Second, I think they lack direction. 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And if faced with a $500 emergency, 8 out of 10 couldn't cover the cost. So as a result, Henrys haven't created an emergency fund, a budget, or a retirement plan. Third, they lack discipline. So they often are unsure where to get sound financial advice, and they're too busy developing their own career. So they don't have time nor the accountability they need to keep them on the right path. You know, instead of talking about the latest hot stocks at the water cooler like the yuppies did, they're in Reddit chat rooms or social media feeds convincing each other they know more about a company's stock than anyone. So this overconfidence bias will eventually get them into trouble. And finally, they face digital dangers. We live in a digital world that is instantaneous. Henrys prefer paying by digital wallets, and they're comfortable throwing money at cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. So you couple that with the fact that now transaction fees are virtually eliminated. Henrys are now on apps like Robinhood, convinced that their stock or Bitcoin or options are only going to go up. So in the short run, they may be right as they gamble, but in the long run, the house always wins.
And of course, we can't lump everybody into this category. There will certainly be people who have a good handle on those four Ds, right?
Absolutely. You can't lump everyone in this group, but the Henrys will fool themselves, for example, into thinking they can just Google their financial or investment questions. And unfortunately, it's just not that easy. Technology can beat humans at computations, but I believe it's best to receive wisdom from a human who understands investor behavior and who leverages integrated technologies.
All right, Hans. So what are the solutions then that you are recommending to the Henrys in our audience?
Yeah, sure. First, they need to have a written plan. 30% of Americans have a plan, and if you don't have a plan, you're going to be part of somebody else's. Second, they need to be patient. You know, Warren Buffett's favorite holding period forever has few fans these days. And third, they need to form a financial partnership. I mean, I often see young professionals partner with inexperienced or a wrong advisor. Perhaps they have a buddy they went to school with who took a 40-hour class that taught them how to sell a certain financial product such as whole life insurance. They need to make sure they find the right partnership that can hold them accountable, that somebody that they can trust, and keep them on the right path as they create a written financial plan and goal.
Well, Hans, as always, thank you so much for that great information and for your time today.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your time.
Hans Blake is a chartered financial analyst with Intelligent Investing Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. He's also a member of the SC chapter of the CFA Society. We will have links to both of those organizations posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.